The Neo-Urban Chronique by Froggy the Frenchie. Hello everybody, dear friends, Vanakkam. Once again, probably frustrated not to be Gallo-Roman Greek, our stupid brother venture into the tragi-comic or comico-tragic style, hoping by this attempt to raise the level of their performances. We try to persuade them that they will have no chance of doing it, alas, without success. My dear friends, greeting to your soul. In front of my sad being, I see you filled with a silent compassion, whose smile blown of your face like the dawn of the day, is slowly impose itself on my delighted eyes. But do it carefully. The master of darkness are still there with their black decree and want to make us the slave of sadness. Oh, my dear friends, you love drama and complain exaggeratedly, and you let yourself be carried away by the flood of tragedy. What sadness are you talking about? Who? You will look like the cheerful jester of the Middle Age. Alas, I only wear the appearance of things. I'm just a caricature of myself. Everything in me violates the law of cheerful jester. To lighten your overall mood, you will deserve that I give you a few strokes so that you rediscover the slapstick humor of the puppet of your childhood did so well. Do not try to hit me, and be aware of yourself. You who despise my misfortune and my sorrow. Oh dear, I am a friend. You make me afraid. By all the gods, I must immediately flee this force of nature which whips over his face like a pissing cow. I do not cry. I observe the facts of this wicked world which kill all hope of happiness and destroy in us what little joyful life we have left. Do you know, you, the perfect ignorant, that joy does not depend of any circumstances, and that the triumph, that she triumphs over unpleasant reality? So, teach me how to love of anything, everything, to write modern theater farce, to use picturesque circumstances, to say writing remark. Finally, it is you with your wacky style that make me laugh. What? Huh? What's happening? Help! Help! I'm hot, I'm cold, I'm thirsty, I cry, I laugh, I stammer, I pass out, I snore, I fast, I escape, I come back and jump for joy, I'm falling asleep, I shout, I scream, ho, 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 help, help, he became crazy, this man is crazy. Shitting to oblige, crazy to turn up, crazy to take away, to test in moderation, to look up. He wants to be funny. Please, consider stopping this simagre, this affected behavior intended to attract attention. I am a man of discretion. I'm not looking for polite humor, discreet like myself, which does not impose itself. It does not ridicule anyone. Maybe this is my drama, my existential tragedy. Your words touch me deep in my heart, pierced by the horror of ignominy. I too have no infamy, opprobre, a state of degradation, of decay inflicted by a social judgment, formal and implicit. I had no more tears to dry, to whip off my rebellion face. I do not mock you. I mock death with grimace at us and carry us away in her sorrow. Yes, it's true. I know her. She may be the source of our view in this false life. But she also a servant we twist all expression, expressing disgust, pain, and right amusement. Our meeting must have been predestined and written in the great book of mystery. Let's turn the page of tragedy and confidently head into the comedy that should never have left us. Yes, let's cry tears of joy. Let us resonate our laughter in the banality of everyday life. May the divine humor inspire us at every moment in the slightest words and gesture. Yes, my friends, let's leave it. Let's give it a room. Let's empty our mind of these archaic and pretentious formations. Let our body absorb its nectar and become the servitor of this splendid hive. May I see you again one day and finally express together the humorous beauty of our inner worlds. Et voilà. Up, bring life. Someone unknown said, we have just had a perfect illustration of this. What to do? Hope that next Friday, live at 10:30 a.m. or when you want, by podcast on the Auroville radio site, our stupid brother will stop taking themselves for Greek Gallo-Roman and become again stupid contemporary, expressing a modern stupidity that they embody wonderfully. C'est dingue, non? Ah, c'est dingue. Allez, it's amazing. Bye.
Oui, vous écoutez Auroville Radio from Auroville, la ville internationale in India.